Miss Sandoval, Sandoval. First name is Archinetta, Archiedena. Born 5/30/65. 11/14/22. Miss Sandoval is a 57-year-old woman who comes in today with huge carbuncles on her right buttocks, with a history of staph infection, needs that remedied. History of gastroesophageal reflux follow-up, COPD, hypertension. History of hypoxemia at night, peripheral neuropathy, gastroesophageal reflux, CHF, related to blood pressure, being out of control. History of DDT. History of leg pain, anxiety, sleep disorder, and hyperlipidemia, period. In the paragraph, patient is on numerous medications, and patient required a new medication list, which took 45 minutes to correct and has been created now, period. Nevertheless, patient is not having issues with the carbuncles on her right buttocks that I mentioned, with a history of staph infection. Also anxiety, which is actually taking clonopin and it's working better than Xanax. And her blood pressure is better controlled and no sign of CHF except for bilateral leg pain, which has been a problem for some time, period. In the paragraph, she also needs to have her thyroid checked because at one time she had large thyroid cysts that needed to be removed, proved to be non-cancerous, period. In the paragraph, she has hypertension, as I mentioned, leg pain, arm pain, shoulder pain, history of dizziness, palpitations, and mitral regurgitation that needs follow-up, period. In the paragraph, family history, let's see, family history. Breast cancer, two family members. And breast cancer, history of colon cancer, has had one colonoscopy before, needs another one, needs a mammogram at this time, also history of COPD, stroke, hypertension, diabetes, and heart attack. Mammogram is due, colonoscopy is due, which will be set up, medication list created, allergy, none, surgery, COVID immunization, none. Surgery, she's had high surgery, ankle surgery, tubal ligation. She also had a history of tubal pregnancy, medical problems as above, review of system as above. Today she's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress. 177 pounds. Which is down 5 pounds. 93%, remember she has hypoxemia, she wears oxygen at night, 98.3, 16, 97, 148 over 97, slightly elevated because she's been out of her, she did not take her amlodipine today. Heart positive, some positive with her lungs, few coarse breath sounds, abdomen soft, TMs are slightly red, portion of pharynx is red, inflamed, neurological non-focal, skin shows no rash, neurological non-focal, the extremity shows a trace edema. There are numerous carbuncles noted over the right buttocks. But before we go into assessment, put down social. She's been married 25 years to the same man this time. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink. She doesn't work at this time. She wants to become a bus driver, but I'm not sure if she qualifies with all the medications that she's on at this time. Last menstrual period, she's status post menopause. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't use any drugs. Okay, so now let's do assessment. Number one, hypertension out of control because of non-compliance. I told the patient, do not stop her medication. Do not just hold the medication. Take it on a regular basis. She promises to do so. Number one. Number two, family history of breast cancer, mammogram ordered. Number three, family history of colon cancer, colonoscopy ordered. Number four, carbuncles with history of staph infection. Three that are very angry and scabbed over at this time. Right buttocks will be treated with rocephalogram now. Then augmentin 875 BID. Next number, anxiety, continue with clonopin. Next number is not suicidal. Next number is I took her off the Lunesta. Next number is I took her off the trazodone because she's doing well without it. Next number is allergic rhinitis, continue with Singulair. Next number is COPD. Next number is O2 dependency, especially at night. Next number is history of volume overload. Next number is pulmonary hypertension. Next number, blood pressure is controlled at this time, but when the blood pressure goes Out of control, patient develops CHF, and she knows that. Next one is continue with current dose of Lasix and potassium. Next one is continue with albuterol, 2.5 milligram per net, 3 times a day. Next one is continue with B12 shots once a week. Next number, continue with hydroxyzine to help with anxiety along with the clonopin. Next number, patient was scheduled for sleep apnea. She never had it done. Next number, she's not interested. Next number, we've talked about this before. Next one's blood work is up to date. Next number, we get about four requests for medication refills from her pharmacy, and I've asked her to not to respond to those unless I talk to them and address each one by one because of confusion and the fact that she's received some medication more than twice. Next one is history of high MCB and MCHC related to low B12. Next one is continued B12 supplementation. Next one is patient will come back in 3 days to check on the cellulitic lesions, mammogram, and the colonoscopy will be set up. Blood work is up to date at this time. Thank you.